Tucker, and you can't defend yourself. Here we got a black god growing up in your America, and you can't defend yourself. Here we got black supremacy growing up in your America, and you can't defend yourself. We got police in the blue blood growing up in America, and you can't defend yourself. Why? Because you're guilty of everything this thing.
God and the truth and righteousness. The other way
is to go out to tell the biggest lie. So I return now to the question. How does Allah Elijah Muhammad get the power to produce that kind of faith for himself in you? Support him like you did. From everybody else, say, I don't believe. I'll tell you how much life. I don't want to get stuck with that. So we ask him the question again, how is he able to get that kind of faith and confidence in you? It was because he used the same tool that had been used to get your blind obedience behind Christianity in the white man. A woman by the name of Julia, a slave. She said, and it's recorded on history, I can't report to you the book now, I think that statement is in the book called The People Who Walk in Darkness. I think that's the book. I think in that book is found also this statement. Julia, the slave, said, when she was commenting on it, received at the hand of the white slave master. He said, now listen to this good. Listen, people and things. He said, you people look like God in the face, but act like the devil in your heart. What does he mean, you look like God in the face? Said that God made man in his image and in his likeness. Now we know that in religion, you don't think of no physical image. People in religion think of the spiritual, the moral image, the spiritual image, not the physical image. But this woman, this lady said, you people look like God in the face. Why did she make that physical connection with a face? It was because the Caucasian made a point of giving the picture of Jesus in a God-haired, blue-eyed, white man's image, giving that picture from the preacher, white preacher, to the black preacher. And he told the black preacher to put that picture in the group when he preached. In the barn and on the field, wherever he preached, he had to have that picture of Jesus in an image or in a photo, a drawing, a painting, pardon me. And he would preach and he would tell them all about God's son, Jesus, who came to save the world. So the slaves were used to seeing God as Jesus in the flesh and blood. So she said, you people look like God in the face, but act like the devil in your heart. Now that problem, that contradiction, is us trying to understand how can these white people look so much like the white Jesus and be so much of a devil.
God.
I knew Jesus. Earth.
Copperhead ones are the farthest ones from them. They believe that. And they believe that they have a divine destiny to make all blacks their slaves and their servants. And the other people that's not close to them, they have to be too, relegated to some inferior state or inferior position under whites. So the blacks are to get the lowest position in the whole world. There are Caucasians that believe that. That's their religion. You know where they got it from? The Jacobite Jews. He sold them that kind of teaching to make them a blind, crazy truth for white supremacy. So that when they get up, they will say, yeah, the Jew ain't white, but is white. Don't you look at this lie. We, the whites and the Jews. But when the question come up, is the Jew white? They say, yeah, the Jew is white. The Jew is a white man. But they distinguish between white people and Jews. Jews and the whites. And got Christians now preaching that the leadership, the future leadership of the world is going to come from the Jews. Yes, the Christian people are preaching this. Christian leaders are preaching this. And that God's chosen people. The decision that's going to sell everything and establish peace forever is going to be in Jerusalem. Armageddon is going to be fought there in Jerusalem. And who is going to come out of that victorious is going to be the Jew. And who is going to be the king of the earth? The Jew. And all the other people are going to be under them. And going to thank them and praise them and thank God for blessing the world with the Jew. They're preaching that now. I'm not trying to make you anti-Semitic or turn you against the Jew. Allah is my witness. I'm not against Jews. I'm against wicked, Zionists, materialists, freakish wizards of human psychology that play on human nature and exploit human weaknesses and divert human interests from justice to wickedness, superstition, lies, and confusion. I'm against the devil. I'm not against the Jew. All praise to Allah. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, you have to understand this because you are going to have to accept a heavy burden in this world. You're going to have to accept a heavy responsibility in this world. You're going to have to accept a heavy trust from me. I'm going to have to place heavy trust on you people. And if you're not educated into what's happening now on the scene of the war of evil and good, you can't be much help to me. You have to be able to say goodbye to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And turn right back behind that, and say, thank Allah for all that I've done. You have to come to my point of understanding, to my degree of understanding, to say goodbye to the Almighty Elijah Muhammad. The Almighty Elijah Muhammad, you can't lead me anymore. I got a new leader. But at the same time, you have to be able to say, I thank Allah for the Almighty Elijah Muhammad. You have to be able to hold the Honorable Elijah Muhammad precious and dear to your heart, while at the same time saying, I'll never listen to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tell me anything about Allah and about God, about Allah and about the devil. You have to be able to do that, because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad can't tell you about Allah and the devil. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad had a trick. Oh, he's saying that again. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad tricked us. He said that I am fishing. And a fisherman, he said, a fisherman used a rod or a pole. But with a string on it. He said at the end of that string is a hook. He said, and on that hook is a baby. Now, that's what I mean by tricking. You don't let the fish know what you're doing. You don't know to let the fish know your intention. The fish think that you love him, that you want to give him some food. But actually, you want to destroy his life. You want to separate him from his life that he's in and kill him. You want him dead. But you're going to give him a future in a new world and in a new life. The man that takes the fish out of the water, the fish dies. Then he cleans the fish up, and he cooks him, and he eats him. And the fish ingredients, or the fish substance, or nutrients, goes into that man and become part of a new body and a new world. Now, if he would tell that fish, say, look, I have a plan to quickly evolve you from fish to man, that fish would say, hell no, leave me in the water. All praise due to Allah. Well, dear brothers and sisters, we have a great experience here in America. And isn't it wonderful to wake up in a man's world and in a man's farm and say, look, they netted me in as a fish. They took me out of my primitive water. In this new body must stop identifying himself as a fish and must see himself as a man. And when I did that, brothers and sisters, I started hating fishermen. I started hating the pole and the line and the hook. Pole, line. You have to give a person a line to hook them. And you have to pull them together to be successful. Oh, yeah. You have to first pull something together, right? You have to bring something together. You have to have a pole. Pole means bring together. Pole has different meanings. Pool, pole. They're somewhat related. They're somewhat related. You go to the voting, you go to the poll, they say, right? A lot of people coming together at a place to vote. They call that the poll. people who rally around a totem pole. So a pole is something that brings people together, brings people around it together, you see. So you put your hand around the pole, the thing that brings together, and you have a line extended from that, and then a hook on the line. And then you put something on the hook that the fish likes. Because if he sees the naked hook, there's nothing about that naked hook that attracts him. So you have to obscure the hook. Yes, hide the hook. Somebody say hide, yes. You have to hide the hook with the bait. Oh, praise the Lord. If you can understand what I've told you and digest it, you should now have no mystery in you. You should be free of mystery. The mystery should be dispelled. You should now be wondering how come the Almighty Muhammad was able to do this and able to do that, and how come we were so long and so divorced if he was not the messenger of Allah. Was the church the messenger of Allah? Look what it was able to do. Yes. Look how many they got together to follow them blindly and to sacrifice their all. Was they the messenger of Allah? So understand that all you need is something very powerful to affect the changes you want in that person's thinking and behavior. Once you get that, that person becomes your tool. Your tool, your helpless tool. Now, dear beloved people, we know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his program brought much good to us. Although there was a hole and a line and a hook and a bait, we know that what he did brought a lot of good to us. We know that with his teachings and with his leadership, we were able to accomplish physically, morally, and spiritually things that other people in our same condition weren't able to accomplish without him. We know that. So let us not throw away the baby with the wash water. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad used all of these different psychologies, the psychology, and his blown-up teachings concerning our own nature and worth. He used all of that to attract us to come to the wash water. All of that was part of the soap in the wash water. He needed that in order to clean us. If he had used simply what the church used, he couldn't have cleaned us. It wasn't working. But with those strong detergents of black dog, white devil, the earth belongs to the black man, et cetera, et cetera, he was able to get us to clean ourselves. Right? So can't we understand that all the fascinating and fantastic things that the Almighty Muhammad taught us, their actual job, or the actual benefit of those things, is to be seen in the results that came into our life. What was the result? We stopped being filthy in our appearance, and we start being clean in our appearance. We stopped having a filthy tongue, and we start having a clean tongue. We stopped having filthy thoughts, and we struggle to have clean thoughts. Is that right? We stopped being lazy, and we struggle to be industrious. We stopped being people with bad manners and disrespectful toward other people, of other people, and we start being respectful of other people. We stop wasting our money on liquors, wine, beer, prostitution, etc., and we start using our money to build a community called the Nation of Islam. So let us see the benefits and understand that no matter what he says, no matter what pole, what line, what hook, what bait he used, let us look at the benefit we got from it. the benefit is good. Now, once the intelligence of this community outgrows the strategy, or the methodology that was used, and we look upon that methodology and we frown upon it, that we are disgusted with it, it doesn't respect my human dignity, once we wake up to a better estimation of our own worth in the total universe of reality, and shed off or reject or throw away that old methodology. Brothers and sisters, we have to have the strength to at the same time say, for that mind, for that time, for that condition, that trick was salvation. But for this time, for these conditions, for this mind, that trick is a detriment. It's a yoke. It's a burden that we can't tolerate. It's a moral detriment, a spiritual detriment, and a yoke, a burden upon our intellect. Suppressing the intellect, keeping it down, it can't grow and flower. We have to wake up to that. This is not the way of Allah. The way of Satan, the way that we have come, is the way of Satan, not the way of Allah. Allah has saved us from that and brought us now into the clear light, into the right way. But when we look back on the methods of Satan that were used to bring us up from filth and laziness, have to say thank you for the benefit. We have to say thank you for the benefit. Now look what Allah says in the Quran. Satan, after God had revealed his plan, Satan didn't like it because Satan wasn't the leader in it. At that time, he wasn't Satan. He was just a jinn. He didn't like it because God didn't choose him to be the leader in it. So then he devised himself a scheme. And he said, I'm going out to work against the man that you're going to give this glory to, give this special place in your creation to. He says, I'm going to come to him from his right, from his left, from his front, from behind him, to deceive him, to turn him away from what you want. He said, and when I am finished with him, you will not find but a few. Are only your protected ones, the elect, are those given to goodness. You will only find those who are given to goodness. But that's really the meaning. They will be the only ones that I won't get. What did Allah say? He said, that's a plan that is well and good with me. He said, it leads straight to me. Prophet Muhammad picked up that plan, and he used it. Now, let me again repeat to you. God says, that's a plan, well and good. It leads straight to me. But nevertheless, I will cast both men and jinn in hellfire. He said that he was going to destroy or put to hell would be waiting both the jinn, the devil, and those who follow him. Didn't that following that teaching bring us to hell? In the late 60s and the early 70s, the nation of Islam had come to hell. It brought us to hell. But the sincere ones, the good ones, the truthful and sincere ones, they are saved from that hell. And that trial, the trials and tribulations, the experience we went through, it has served to bring us straight to Allah. Hasn't it? The same thing that has cast many into hell brought us to Allah. We say we respect. We reject the things that don't respect human beings. We reject the ignorance. We reject the sin. We reject the crime. But we love the positive and good things from that day. We interpret all that has happened in the honor of Elijah Muhammad in us, and we see it as a test and a trial, as a hard path leading straight to God. Oh, yes. It has been a hard road, but it has led us straight to Allah. We don't throw the Nation of Islam out of the history. No, no. We bring it from Africa to the shores of America to the time that the first slave was, the man was captured there by our ancestry and made a slave and brought here. Time of the church movement, the freedom movement in the South. To Garvey, to Drew Ali, Garvey, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Frederick Douglass before him, and to the day, we don't separate our mission or our history from its natural line of growth and development. We don't reject any part of it as being a natural road that we have come along to get where we are today. The Nation of Islam is most significant in that road that has brought us to where we are today. And though we have to say, as Muslims understanding this religion, Professor Farid Muhammad follows the line of the Jacobites. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a helpless tool of the Jacobite teaching as it was fabricated, reproduced to capture us. Yes, we have to say that. But at the same time, we say, look at our metamorphosis. This beautiful flying phoenix bird used to be a worm. Oh, yes. Used to be a worm. You're not looking at what was yesterday. You're looking at something that has evolved from yesterday. But in order to understand how I got to be what I am now, I have to go back and tell you what was yesterday. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us feet. Fill us. Like a crawling creature in the earth. Yes. Gave us feet and fill us. And believe me, we were filling too. You know those little creatures that crawl in the earth? They got all those long fillers on their head. And they be moving with their feet and filling with those long little fillers. Because they're suspicious of everything. They can't see their way. That's all they got to rely upon is their feelers. And now that creature has been transformed. He has quickly went up the scale of evolution and has become a seeing human being. Intelligent. Now saying that we weren't even human under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Not in your brain. In your brain, you are not human under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You might have been human in your spirit, but in your brain, you are not human. Can you be human in your brain? And calling yourself black and God? And hating black? Yes. Followers of Elijah Muhammad called themselves black God and hated black. Tried to find the lightest sister they could to marry. Go get some of the old pictures of his ministers and see how many real black ones you found among the ministers. See how many very black ones you found in positions of authority. Not many. Why? Because the mentality was unnatural. We were praising black, and at the same time, in our inner conscience, our inward thought, we were still rejecting it. Yes. So, dear beloved people, you have to give me the support that you gave all Elijah Muhammad. That's the only way for you to be successful. If I abuse that trust, then bring me to judgment. Bring me to the court. Reject me as your leader. But don't become gun-shy now regarding supporting a leader. And say, oh, I can't trust nobody. We can't trust nobody now. I'm going to give him too much. No, if you do that, you cut yourself out of the great future that we're headed toward. If I ask you for $100, you go out and try to get it for me the same way you went out and try to get it from all United Mama. Whatever I ask of you, you should do it for me just as you try to do it for all United Mama. To be successful, leadership has to be supported. And it has to be supported with everything that a people can give that leadership. Now, I haven't asked you. I have been working hard to take burden off of you. I haven't asked you to accept burden. And Allah has blessed me with the direction, with the insight, and with the help I need. He has blessed me to relieve the burden from this community. Look, do you realize that we are in this expensive piece of property here? Perhaps the best church, the best religious house or church-like house on the south side that is owned by Benalia. And we are in here. When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad left us, there was a debt of, I think, about $2 million on this building. $2.5 million on this building. Do you know you're in here and I'm not asking you for paying me nothing, to pay nothing on this building? Do you know we still have the school building? We still have this, these grounds? And the school now, I believe, is better than it's been since we had it. I mean the whole history of that school in this community. Oh, yeah. Better now than it's ever been in our history. Do you realize that now we have the Merit Civil Aid property that we didn't have when Albert Adam was here? And that's ours. We haven't lost it. It's ours. And you haven't trained yourself to keep it? Do you realize that right in back of that, on the next block, we have the Ephraim Baha Center that we didn't have when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was here? And you haven't been asked to train yourself to keep it? Do you realize that we have a prestigious piece of property equaling this almost in Oakland, California, and nobody there had to strain to get it and keep it? Well, they've had to strain to keep it, but not that much. They didn't have to strain to get it. It's paid for. No notes or anything. That happened since I've been your leader. Do you realize that we have another equally prestigious place in Bermuda? And nobody strained to get it? It's also paid for? That's under my leadership. Do you realize we still have the Pioneer Building? We haven't lost it. Some of you crying about two farms that were sold and a few parcels of ground that wasn't doing nothing but taking money from us and was bringing us a lot of trouble, going into court, paying money in court because somebody beat up somebody on the farm or stole something that kept us in trouble and had nobody to manage it, nobody to make it productive. And we did the proper thing and the sensible thing with that property. We sold it and released another big farmhouse. Now we get money from it. In a matter of 5 years or more, we're going to have it paid for, and we'll be having more than $250,000 to be coming to us from that farm without any expenses at all. Do you realize that God has blessed the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to make more economic progress in 5 years than he was able to make in 40? But you can't see it because you are not there in Muhammad speak. You're not carrying 300 Muhammad Sikhs, and you're not carrying a pan full or a bag full of white naked deep fish, so you can't see it. Do you realize that this community, because of its now sensible, intelligent relationship with the world, with America and American people, and because of its intelligent relationship and attitude with and toward, pardon me, relationship with and attitude toward this government, President Carter and his administration, the Department of Commerce, do you realize that this leadership, following the wise inspiration, the guidance and inspiration of God, has gotten this community into a multi-million-dollar project? And now, a member of our community qualifies. He qualifies. But we had nothing to offer him that would really accommodate his qualification. We have Brother Hazem Ali, a certified public accountant, really a very, very excellent, a very special man in the field of accounting. He's the controller for this one.